If you've been hurt by a truck, you can call Colombo Law 24/7 and we'll be there to make sure you're taken care of. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Howard Simon here with Pat Brady from the Buffalo Turf Company. Pat, nice to talk with you today.
Good to talk to you, Howard.
So you guys purchased the turf from New Era Field when it was being replaced. Let us start there. Why did you want to purchase the old turf?
So I saw it, it was on an auction site called Cash Auctions, and I just saw it as a huge opportunity to start a business and see what see how I could challenge myself and see what would happen, you know?
Yeah, so what gave you the idea to, let's go back to starting the turf business first of all?
So when I was like when I was a teenager, like 15, 16, my father was involved in a project demolishing the Odd downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that came out of that was, you know, all the seats that were inside, you know, they were commissioned also remove those and then, you know, sell those to the public. So when I was, like I said, 15, 16, you know, that was like one of my summer jobs was dealing with those seats and boxing them up and shipping them out. So I had seen this done before. And when I saw the turf for sale, you know, I saw it as an opportunity for me to, you know, this is my chance. This is like an opportunity for me to get started in business.
And how much work did it take to create the business and to, you know, to sustain the business at this point?
It was, it wasn't much to start, right? Because I kind of have a background in web design and, you know, creative services. So getting a website started was fairly simple and straightforward. The crazy part was once that site was up, I didn't anticipate the demand that was going to come out of it. So there were a lot of, 18, 20-hour days working to get this material processed because it was really, really heavy. It was full of all the infill and sand, all those rolls. Like, I got them in 15-foot by 80-foot rolls. You know, they needed to be picked up with equipment and shaken out and then cut to size. So it was a monumental task for the first few months.
So we know how passionate Bills fans are. You get the turf. What kind of a response did you get in terms of people wanting a piece of the turf?
It was huge. I mean, in the first week, I had 2,000 orders. And, you know, that's a lot of one-foot squares of turf to cut and box up. I mean, I was prepared to ship 100 in the first week. I thought this was going to be a project that I could deal with on the weekends, you know, and still work a full-time job. So very quickly it became, just a full-time focus. And, you know, the reactions were insanely positive because everybody was just happy that somebody had taken charge and was doing this rather than the turf sitting there in a pile or just being thrown away.
So you've had success with that. What's on your wish list? What is next? What are some of the plans for the Buffalo Turf Company?
So, yeah, going forward, I mean, I want to package up everything that I've learned throughout this project and see if I can offer this as a service in the future to other cities, other organizations, because the industry of synthetic turf and such, it's a lot of material is thrown away every year. And, you know, as the world becomes more conscious of the environment and climate change and such, projects like that become more important. And I think that the reality is a lot of organizations don't want to take this on because learning the hard way, kind of the way that I did it, you know, that it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of resources, and they're focused on other things. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, use this project, the reputation that I've built, and then bring it to the rest of the country and say, hey, this is possible. What you have is worth a lot of money to your fans, and it is very important to them. So, you know, it might be something, to consider in the future.
Pat Brady is the owner of the Buffalo Turf Company. If you want to find out more about them, thebuffaloturf.com is their website. Pat, thank you for giving us some time.
Thank you, Howard.